This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so do enjoy those on us. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, though I'm almost losing track of what day it is at this point.
Yeah, that's happening for me, too.
I'm in sort of convention mode here, and people just, you know, they have a good time together. Everyone's here in Nashua at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and everyone's just having such a good time. I don't want it to end, but it's going to eventually.
Yeah, it's going to end tomorrow afternoon.
But it's going to end with a bang tomorrow, because Ron Paul, presidential candidate Ron Paul, is going to be wrapping things up here with the, I guess, the closing ceremonies.
Is that about 2, 2.30?
No, I believe it's 12. I believe it's 12.
Okay.
So, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but today was quite a day. Of course, we've been here since Thursday night, broadcasting live every single night, bringing you a variety of interesting guests, a number of libertarian luminaries, a number of just our listeners just coming by, sitting in, and chatting on the mic with us. And so if you're in the hotel or you're in the New England area, it's still not too late. You can come by, see us. You can come by and meet all these interesting people that are here. In fact, if you just want to come out for tomorrow, I believe there's a very affordable one-day rate that you can pay to come out and, you know, meet Ron Paul.
We'll get here at 9, so you can see, you're probably going to pay the same thing for the whole day. So
there's activities bright and early.
I can't believe how informative many of these things are. Everyone I've gone into, I've enjoyed.
Well, we're going to be getting up early tomorrow, Mark, or you're going to try, right?
Right.
Because Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org is going to be doing an early morning breakfast.
I've already given my apologies to him. You know, I can beg out if I want to. No, I should get up for that.
So this is good stuff. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll learn more about what we're out here doing this weekend, of course, as we go on throughout the show. There's a lot happening tonight. One of the main things going on right now is people are getting they're having their dinner, little sit-down, very nice little hotel sort of catered dinner. But there's some controversy here at the Liberty Forum this weekend.
Really?
The controversy is in regards to a certain politician who has been invited to come here and not just speak, but be the keynote speaker.
One of the keynote speakers.
One of the three keynote speakers. And this being the Free State Project, a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving people all moving to the same state in order to get active for more freedom, you could understand where the controversy is coming from. I mean, they're bringing in a politician. Now, they claim he's the most libertarian senator, but that's like saying that he's, you know, the least cancerous infection. I mean, calling him the most libertarian senator isn't really saying much of anything. And this is the same guy, this John Sununu character, this is the same guy who voted in favor of the Patriot Act. He voted in favor of the Iraq War. He's certainly plenty big government on a whole bunch of issues, and I think it's a disappointing choice. I haven't critiqued anything about this forum yet this week, and I think overall it's been awesome. 99% of the people here are amazing, incredible people, and we're going to be talking to Barry Cooper here in a moment, speaking of amazing people. So I'm really impressed with this forum. I highly recommend it, but I think it was a mistake for them to choose a politician as their keynote speaker.
Well, I think...
In fact, there's a protest going on as we speak.
John Sununu is the most libertarian of senators, or up there in the RLC's top 10. I don't know exactly what his number is. I don't have it sitting in front of me. I didn't know we were going to discuss it. But he has some big losses on some of the things he's voted for. I would agree with you. But you're sort of weighting his issues in the sense that, you know, it's the Patriot
Act. I'm saying
it's
this,
big
is
one.
This is a liberty-oriented event, mm-hmm. and you should have liberty-oriented people anchoring the event with keynotes.
And
that's what I'm saying.
You know, if the liberty people are to be relevant, then we need to get, you know, be involved in the political process. One of the ways
that's fine. You can be involved, but that doesn't mean you should pander to politicians and make it look like associating with them some way makes you more relevant. I don't agree with that.
Well, I can see the desire to have him here, and also he's a guy that agrees with us on many, many issues. So why not create more friendships?
Fine, bring him in for a morning. Bring him in for a morning session.
Well, that's your.
Right. He probably wouldn't appear then because he's a big shot politician.
Right.
Well, I'm not coming to your event unless you give me the keynote speech.
Right.
I don't know if that's what he said. I don't know if that's what he said, but you know, he's a politician.
Well, so, I suspect you're right. I suspect that he likely wouldn't want to be in competition with other people speaking because there's three events going on at all times except for the keynote.
Well, anyway, I wanted to bring that up as an element of controversy. So even amongst the Liberty Movement, there's still some disagreement. There's still some controversy. And, in fact, the protesters are here. The protesters are here. We're going to bring one of them in here after a little while and see what they have to say, get their viewpoint here as well. And we're going to go to the phones right quick before we bring in Barry because Adam's on the line in Manchester. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Calling right outside Murphy's Tap Room right now.
Great.
Of us are about to go in and watch the debates.
Oh, right. There's a debate tonight. That's good. So what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give a short story of my day today. About 2 days ago, I decided to join the Ron Paul meetup group in my local area, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Later that day, I got a call and decided that, you know, maybe I could head up to New Hampshire for the weekend. And sure enough, I went over, met these people, and we sort of self-organized. And there's about 50 or so of us coming up right out of the city. And I spent the whole day today walking around, handing out lawn flyers, giving out door flyers, and talking about Ron Paul with people door to door.
Yes, they're completely spontaneous.
It was pretty great.
It just happened. It just completely spontaneous. You're just hanging out with other like-minded people here at the Liberty Forum, and you went out and did that.
Well, I was never actually at the Liberty Forum.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It seems like people are sort of flowing back and forth between the hotel and the Manchester, the bar where people are hanging out. There's just so much activity here. It's just been
amazing.
Absolutely incredible. Very good. Anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Nope, just that there's people from all over the place. It's my first time really doing something like this. I mean, I've financially supported the Ron Paul campaign through the money bombs, but I've never actually gotten on my feet and traveled up here to do it. But I'm doing it, and it's exciting.
Cool. Well, thank you, man. I'm glad you're having a good time, and welcome to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We're going to bring him in, who I thought, a man who would have made a much better keynote speaker tonight. Barry Cooper is sitting here in the studio with us, our wonderful palatial studios here at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua. Barry, from NeverGetBusted.com, how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, I'm wonderful. I'm excited to be in New Hampshire. It was quite a surprise to Candy and I.
What about this group of people here? I mean, I saw your speech today, and it was wonderful. But what about these people that you've met here? I told you last night you're going to meet in the next 24 hours some of the most passionate, principled, interesting people. And was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong. In fact, I borrowed one of your statements last night over a beer when you explained, you know, well, we're not reformationist. We're, what was the word?
Well, you'd use the word reformation, and I sort of felt a little more comfortable with elimination.
Eliminate the government, not reform them from
as much of my life as possible. I don't want any of them
I'll
around
take reformationist,
me.
Thanks.
Well, he's a lightweight.
Well, Candy and I have traveled over the last year to every drug conference you could imagine and every politically progressive conference you could imagine. And we were shocked in New Hampshire at the people here that are not just, and I'm not saying everybody's just saying and not doing anything. I will tell you what's happening here at the political forums. These are principled people. These are people who understand their arguments very well. These are people that are excited about what they're doing, and they're not just saying it. They're taking action. So Candy and I, all the way from conservative Texas, the deep woods of East Texas, were extremely excited and felt like we were at home. Finally, we met a group of people that that were really on the forefront of what it's going to take to change this country.
These are really some of the best activists from around the country, because a lot of the people here have moved already as part of the Free State Project. Mark and myself, we're early movers. We've come here early, and a lot of other people are coming here in 2008. And so basically what you've got going on, it's almost like an activist brain drain. Like the best activists from around the country, and in some cases around the world, they're all coming here to New Hampshire to get active. So it's no surprise that that you had that experience.
Yeah, and what's unfortunate is the term activist. When I was a police officer, we had never heard of any of these people, and the word activist meant crazy to us. And so when we became activists, we met a lot of crazy people. What's exciting and great about here is these are activists that are not crazy. They've got their arguments in order, logic and reason, guides exactly what they're speaking about.
Absolutely.
And,
let's come back and talk more about your speech today and, of course, what you're doing at NeverGetBusted.com. More on the way with Barry Cooper and your calls as well. If you got a question for him, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. We're live from the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include, let's see, what do we have there? We've got the archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, you can go and download them for free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Calls on the line, but I want to get into it with our guest a little bit more here before we take one of the calls for him. He's Barry Cooper, and he is the man behind NeverGetBusted.com. Barry, we've had you on the show a couple times by telephone. We had you back when Never Get Busted came out.
That's a compliment, by the way.
Great. I took it as that.
And we had you, I think you had actually called in to tell us about your daughters at their school protest that they got involved in, because the school, you actually recounted the story earlier today at the Liberty Forum, the school was a little bit upset. Their administrators were upset that your daughters had apparently highlighted their hair.
Well, straight A students, popular wherever they go, when they were protesting in the school of, I don't know, there might have been 300 kids, all the kids were cheering them on. But they don't go to school there any longer, because they were actually going to put my two daughters in jail because they refused to leave. They wanted the education at the government school or public school, however you refer to that. And, so they're at home now learning a lot more.
Yeah, the homeschooling students, it seems like they graduated 15 and move on to college. It just goes to show how inefficient the government education is.
Well, we rate 42nd in the world in literacy. Mm. My parents are still public school teachers and have been for 20 years, and they're so disappointed that every day they have to go to school and teach a test. Mm. And if the kids pass the test, the federal government gives them more money. So we're teaching our kids how to pass a test. We're really not educating them.
You know, this is what happens when you put the government in charge of something.
And we were number one post-World War II.
Before the feds got
involved. Before the federal government got
involved. Well, we still are number one. We still are number one. We have bright minds in the U.S. We have parents teaching kids like we are, our kids. The problem is they're being infected with the craziness in the public schools,
sure,
which is, you know, term the dumbing down of America.
You can see it generation after generation. You really can. I mean, the kids in the school, we get some kids calling into this show because we've got a fairly young listenership, and we're always blown away by some of the stories they tell. I mean, it's changed so much. It's been 10 years since I've been in high school. It's changed a whole bunch in just 10 years, and it just keeps getting worse. Anyway, that's a whole other subject. Of course, NeverGetBusted.com, Barry, you brought out a great DVD called Never Get Busted. Why don't you go ahead and give our listeners a brief summary so we can continue on, but a brief summary of what that's all about and why they should take a look at it.
The first film I released a year ago, and you can buy the film at NeverGetBusted.com or go into Barnes and Nobles or Virgin Records. It's made it into mainstream America. It's me taking my 8 years of narcotics enforcement experience and teaching American citizens how not to go to jail for pot when they're driving down the highway. I teach how to profile or how not to be profiled. I teach how to fool drug dogs. And there are traffic stops on there that I've made, actual archive footage, where I freeze frame and I explain the mistakes the motorist made that landed them in jail.
I guess I didn't do an appropriate enough introduction of you, presuming our listeners knew who you were. You were a former law enforcement officer for a number of years working the drug task force down there in Texas.
The number one guy in East Texas as far as drug arrests.
Yeah. So you've had such an amazing paradigm shift in your life, Barry. And in your personal story, I thought was so interesting and so inspirational, something that people can really look towards, because you used to live a completely different life, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I believed anybody that had drugs in their possession was an evil person that deserved to be punished more harshly than a murderer. Literally, that's what my government teachers taught me, and they took my gifts and my charisma and my talent, and they channeled that into harming American families.
Absolutely. And then you figured it out at some point, and it had something to do with your wife at the time. Or she wasn't your wife at the time, right, Candy? You were together with her when you quit the policing. And then how did you end up changing from, you know, this sort of redneck police mentality, that was a word you used earlier, to where you are today? What was that process like for you?
Ian, I promised I would talk about this tonight, and I am. For the first time in the media, and over the last year, I've done over 200 radio and TV interviews, including Geraldo at Large. And the big question is, does Barry smoke marijuana?
You get it every time they have you on. They ask you every single time.
Every single time. And my answer is always something cute like, well, yeah, but I don't inhale.
Yeah.
Well, that was for then, and I needed to answer that like I did at that time. But now's the time to tell exactly what happened. And the truth is, I would probably consider myself an alcoholic. And although I've worked on myself my entire life, totally trying to improve, I never could get rid of the edge or the anger or the, I wasn't mad about anything, but maybe the frustration, the bitchiness, if you would say, that really harmed my quality of life. And I was coming home to glasses of vodka, and my new wife, whom I love more than breath itself, she would come outside and say, here, just try this. What is that? You know, and I'd take a couple puffs.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 or 4 months of her understanding what I needed, but me being too judgmental to accept, because I loved her and cared for her so much, and I knew, you know, I get kind of teary-eyed thinking about it, because it really did save my life.
Yeah.
So, you let me tell you something. If they're wondering why marijuana should be legal, look at me. I'm not an alcoholic anymore. I have compassion now. I have love. I have kindness. It stopped things long enough for me to realize the harms I was causing. To the point, I would say, when a person is on probation or parole for a violent crime, instead of placing them back in prison because they peed dirty for marijuana, we should prescribe them marijuana. Out of all the arrests I've made, and I've made hundreds and thousands of arrests, I never had one pot smoker fight me.
Mm.
It was always the drunk. And I'm not mad at alcohol. I'm an anti-prohibitionist. But comparing the two, which we're going to do in our third film, 50-50, we're going to get 50 people drunk and 50 people high and compare the behavioral differences. It's just insane to me that the vodka and the beer would poison my mind to the point that I wasn't a nice person to be around. And I know alcoholism is the alcoholism rate in law enforcement is higher than any other profession.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, well, they need to smoke pot.
Yeah, more on the way. We're going to come back with more with Barry Cooper. He's the man behind NeverGetBusted.com. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. Basically, Barry, you've just come out of the closet, at least when it comes to marijuana. And I want to talk more about that, how I think it's so important that this happens more often, that maybe you and I can be some of the first to come out. We'll talk more and hear from you as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis. So it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there, and they're all for free. So you can go and get interactive, have a good time on our Free Talk Live bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Now, Barry Cooper's with us. He's a man behind NeverGetBusted.com. He's got a new video coming out. Is it next week, Barry? Never Get Raided? Oh, I should turn on your mic. Shame on me. Try that again.
Yeah, you're right, Ian. It's Never Get Raided. Our screening's in Dallas, January 12th. The public's invited. It'll be the first time the world sees the film. And we're going everywhere on the board with this film. I'm teaching how to sell marijuana safely. Well, you know, they don't break into liquor store owners' houses at 3 in the morning and drag them to jail, so they shouldn't pot dealers either.
So
and
really
then we go all the way to the other board, and we have a message for parents from me. So
I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm sure you're going to send us a preview copy as well for Free Talk.
You'll have all the copies you want.
We'll give you, give you another excuse to come back on with us. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I think that's interesting because you're really stepping it up. I mean, when you first came out with Never Get Busted, which basically gave marijuana users tips on how to keep themselves safe from arrest, most of the interviews that you did, the critique came at you hard and heavy, like, you're a bad cop, now you're abandoning our principles and you're teaching these people how to break the law. And, you handled those questions pretty well back then, but now they're gonna come after you full force, which, of course, is great. It's going to be great publicity for you. You are expecting to get hit hard from the media over this, right?
Oh, of course. But what's even more interesting is... The first film I put out, Never Get Busted Traffic Stops, I could not get one attorney to tell me what I was doing, whether it was legal or not.
Hmm.
They were talking about indicting me for that film.
Talk is cheap.
I know. And we learned First Amendment protects me now. And now that I know, I won't be separated from my family, even though I believed I would do some jail time for my first film, and I'm not. But now that I know I'm not, there's no holds bar and no punches pulled on this next film, Never Get Raided.
I'm really looking forward to it. And this is something that goes back to something.
I wanted to add. You said that it was for marijuana users to hide their stashes in their cars.
That's Never Get Busted.
Never Get Busted. That's not exactly right, because I watched the film and I...
Well, it was more than that.
Right. I don't smoke marijuana or...
Profiling information.
I don't have it on me, certainly driving around or anything like that. And my wife and I watched it, and it's just nice not to get pulled over for something like that.
So
look at how they're profiling, and you know, even people that don't use marijuana, who wants the trouble?
It teaches the psychology of what's going on in a cop's mind when he pulls you over. So there's other value to it, and I think that's why it was a hit. They expected an ex-cop pot smoker screaming at cops, and that's not what it is. It has a huge message intertwined and threaded throughout the 90 minutes
it's
of instruction.
It's intelligent, it's informative, it's a great video. But what I wanted to say was, I think that, you know, this Never Get Raided is really taking it to the next level in that it's a very courageous move. I mean, you just keep upping the ante, Barry, and they aren't going to know how to handle this. I mean, they could barely even fathom what you were doing with Never Get Busted. They're not going to know what to throw at you with Never Get Raided. So I'm really looking forward to maybe having you on a couple weeks after it's come out and having you comment on some of the reactions that you've been getting, because I imagine those are going to be pretty interesting. But that ties back into what I wanted to talk about before, which is, you know, people in this movement, the re-legalization movement, but the larger liberty movement as well, need to really get courageous. They need to really stand up for what they believe in. And that's why I think what you're doing is so valuable, because you really are making a stand, and you are taking risks. I mean, you're saying you're probably not going to get arrested, and you probably won't. It is free speech and all that. But
Well, I will get arrested, but it won't be for my work.
Oh, okay. That sounds tantalizing.
But it'll be for taxes, and I pay my taxes. But you know, when you do something in America and that they don't agree with, they always go back to taxes, and you do 6 months in federal prison. But go ahead.
But you'd come out of the closet tonight as a marijuana smoker tonight on the air. You did it earlier on your speech at the Liberty Forum, and I just think that you were talking earlier about how the people in this movement, the re-legalization movement specifically, they need to try something new. Like, they've been doing the same old thing for 30 years, getting money together, lobbying the politicians, begging for them to try to change the laws in the hopes, and then crossing their fingers and hoping that something's going to happen. And as you said, it's been 30-plus years and nothing really significant. Yeah, there's a few decrim here and there, and there's some medical marijuana here and there. But overall, there hasn't really been any significant changes, especially with the feds kicking in Californians' doors and still taking their marijuana. In fact, taking the marijuana and the money, but not arresting anybody. So that way the guy goes out, opens another shop so they can go in again and take his marijuana. I mean, really, they're acting like a band of thugs, essentially. So I think that what we need to see is, and you had a vision today that you had talked about suing the police, and I thought that was an interesting approach. But I think it's also important to popularize this and to show people, to show the average American that may not be associated with marijuana movement in any way, shape, or form, to show them that they are surrounded, literally surrounded, by people who they consider their friends or family members, that they consider responsible, productive, individuals, business owners, members of society, and find out that, wow, he smokes marijuana and he's not a crazed lunatic. You know, you were talking about how a lot of the people in the re-legalization movement sort of have that long-haired, dreadlock, hippie look, and that's how it's sort of always been. What we really need is for the doctors and the businessmen and the people out there in that sort of upper echelon, these intelligent folk, I'm not saying the other people aren't intelligent, but these people that are perceived of as, you know, the
respectable people.
Right, the respectable.
But those are the ones that have the most to lose, Ian.
But I smoke pot with all of them.
Exactly. I don't think they have that much to lose if people start coming out. You know, I've done it on this show before. I've smoked marijuana before. I smoked some of it last night.
But even if we have something to lose, that's what courage is about. That's what sacrifice is about. That's what made us America. It was us that came over on those boats back in the 1700s with long hair and 5-0, that's cops, were chasing us then. The British, they're still chasing us. But that's the American way, to have the courage to sacrifice something. You know what?
Absolutely.
I will move out of my $80,000 home into a $50,000 home. I'll give up my Nintendo games, my air conditioners, if that's what it takes for freedom to abound.
That's
what's wrong. So yeah, let's give something up. Let that doctor or that lawyer stand up and say, okay, I'm here in court. I've been smoking pot every day for the last year and nobody knew it.
Right.
Let's say it. Because I know the difference in being an alcoholic and somebody that smokes pot.
Exactly.
Alcohol poisons the brain to a point you do not act like you should act. I've arrested hundreds and hundreds of people, I wouldn't say thousands, and not one marijuana smoker ever fought me, but the drunk would scream and cry, then he would laugh, then he would talk about his mom, and then he'd fight you.
Right. And I love what you're saying about, you know, look, I understand if people, they feel like they've got a family, they don't want to put it all on the line, that's fine. You stay back and you just watch. But I think that doesn't have anything to do with what should happen. And what should happen is more and more people, it doesn't have to be an avalanche, I think as more people who are visible, who are respectable, come out and admit to being marijuana consumers, whether it be a weekend warrior or somebody that smokes every night after work instead of having a few beers. If they come out and they make themselves public, I think that's going to do a lot of good for this movement. That's all.
Well, it will, and I'll give this challenge to any police officer, prosecutor, attorney, or DEA agent. We'll go to California or one of the other 13 states where it's legal. I'll smoke pot and get really high and debate you sober, and I'll still win.
No doubt about it. Barry Cooper is going to stick with us through the end of the hour. We'll take your calls. They've been lining up for you, Barry. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything. And Barry makes a profit off of selling his videos. I want to address that issue coming up here in moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do
you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And if you want to help support the show, then we ask that you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, just buy it through amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to help the program. We're on here, by the way, broadcasting live from the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, here with a New Hampshire virgin. Barry Cooper has never been, has never set foot in New Hampshire before this weekend. And first impressions, Barry, how do you feel so far about being here this weekend?
I think New Hampshire leads our country in true patriotism.
Certainly now more so than it ever has been. I think it's sort of always been that way, especially with these great activists coming in here from all around the country as part of the Free State Project. Of course, you were here speaking earlier today, which was just a wonderful, passionate presentation. Thought you did a fantastic job. And by the way, we've been talking about reasons for people to come out here. They can come out here. Are you guys going to be here tomorrow?
Of course. We wouldn't miss Ron Paul.
So then in that case, extra reason to come out here is you can get Barry's DVD at a discount.
Yeah, well, not only that, come meet us. We'd like to talk to you, Candy and I. Heck, you know, we're people.
Very cool. Now, Barry, your website is nevergetbusted.com. Is it going to stay nevergetbusted.com when you release the new DVD and you're going to do it all from that site?
We bought nevergetrated.com, okay, but it links to nevergetbusted.com. Okay, yeah, there's cool. Only one website.
Let's talk a little bit about the business aspect of this and how that sort of created a bit of controversy, and then we've got people waiting to talk to you, so we'll get to the phone calls and blow through some questions from our listeners here. But when you first came out with Never Get Busted, and, you know, it went up on your website for $19.99 or whatever the price was, some of the people in the marijuana relegalization movement, they started getting uppity about it, and they said, well, this isn't right. How can he make profits off of this? Doesn't he care about this movement? How dare he make profits off of selling these videos? And from what you were saying today about some of the things that that you're doing and some of the projects that you have planned, you're talking about doing some very charitable things, maybe even giving money to drug war victims, nonviolent offenders, if you will, these consensual criminals that are in jail cells around the country for smoking marijuana or selling a little marijuana. Those people, you're going to be giving money to those people. You're taking your profits, you're reinvesting them into doing more outreach and doing more of these great videos. It seems to me that profits provide possibilities. Profits aren't a bad thing at all. There's nothing wrong with making a profit, and I'd love to have you chime in and defend that aspect of what you're doing, because I think it's great what you're doing.
Well, of course. Now, had I went straight from being a police officer to this, I might not have would have understood business. But I've bought and sold companies, and I understand what it takes to get a message out, and that's called money. When you buy my DVD on the internet, I make a profit. That profit feeds my family, and that profit is used to build more films like Never Get Raided and 50-50 to give 50% of the money to the prisoner. So the idea there is just to be unwavered and smarter than my critics. I need the money. I want the profit so I can continue doing what I'm doing.
You're putting a product out on the marketplace, and it's a good product. People buying it, you should get a cut of
it. Well, we've only had 5 returns. I've got a guarantee.
Really?
Yeah, only 5 returns, and they were all cops except one. but yeah, and you know, people criticize me a lot. They go, Barry, you can even make a lot more money if you would shut the pirates down on the internet. Let me tell you,
yeah. You
can watch my film for free on the internet. My film right now is the number one bootlegged DVD across
thing.
The U.S. It is a good thing.
It turns
you can
into
buy it on the, yeah, you can buy it on the streets of New York for $10, or even Tyler, Texas, for $10. And people say, "Why don't you shut that down?" Well, here's why: the person that couldn't afford the bucks that it takes to order it off the internet, and they wanted the film. 3 days later, they might wind up arrested and in jail, and because of greed, they're where they can be raped or stabbed. So, you know what? I'm not going to be like that. The amount of money we need to continue our projects is coming in. And if you can't afford it, pirate it. I don't care. In fact, if you'll read our label, if you buy the film, that FBI warning, if
not
you
there.
Copy it, you'll go to jail. It's there.
Is it?
But Candy and I put underneath it, Barry and Candy do not prosecute for this. So only copy a few.
There you go. I think that's great, because we've seen that with our business, Barry, where we put our product out there in the marketplace, let people have it, and then we just say, hey, you want to help us out? Send a few bucks in. And they do. They
right.
do, because they know that if they don't, then you're going to stop.
Yeah, and something else that's important to remember, nonprofit organizations does not mean they don't make any money. Goodwill makes millions. There are nonprofit CEOs that make $300,000 a year plus.
That's not to say they're doing bad things.
No, they're not, but don't you know, jump on somebody that's...
It's not like there's no money in
and
that.
And if you started this in a not-for-profit situation, you wouldn't be making any money, so therefore you would have to have another job, which would prevent you from doing this full-time, therefore doing it as well, and getting as much done. And that's the same way with Free Talk Live.
Right. I think you're doing something that's really valuable. We talked with the guys from Leap the other day. We had Peter Christ on from Leap and Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I think they're doing something valuable, too. They're the non-profit, and they're reaching out to the cops and all that, but I think what you're doing, Barry, is something completely different. It's something just as, if not more valuable. And I again, thank you for being out there and taking the stand publicly that you are. I think it's awesome and very inspirational for people.
Well, thanks. It's gained enough popularity in the last year. I've been asked to by over 1,000 people and some key people with money to run for Congress. So I'm running for U.S. Congress, District 31 Texas. So
let's go to the phone calls. People want to talk to you, Barry. Let's talk to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper.
Hey, is you okay?
Yes, sir. Do you have a question for Barry?
Yeah, I just want to say, well, thank you, Barry. You're awesome for what you've done. And I pass the word on your video on to other people that, you know, do drugs themselves or know people. I just want to make a few comments that, you know, what a lot of people think of this, like the whole abolishing the war on drugs, they think of, you know, like you were talking about, Ian, the dreadlock, hippie look. It's not about that at all. You know, if people want to be safer from these drugs and leave it up to private companies, they've got an actual incentive. You know, if you go out and buy a case of beer and pass out, well, you can't sue the beer company. They've got a, you know, it's ridiculous. Companies have a reason to keep you coming back as a customer. It's incentive. It's a product for incentive. And another thing is, if people want to get rid of crime, violence, war, and drugs, that'll take care of a large part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would. A lot of violent crimes are committed.
Yeah, prohibition is causing the crimes, not the drugs. There's no scientific evidence that any drug you use automatically possesses you to do something against your will and you walk over and assault somebody else. I have four kids, straight-A students. Two of them are out of school right now because of the incident you heard of earlier. They're popular wherever they go. And it's because both parents are in the home.
Yep.
And it's because...
Absolutely. Mark, thank you for the call tonight, man. You're totally right about that. It's all right. Everybody, it happens to everybody. Mark?
Go on.
Wait, go back. I was trying to make a point, and I lost my train of thought. What
kids, raising kids, responsibility, that sort of thing.
No, prior to that.
Oh, well. Go on. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on with Barry Cooper.
On the free talk. God bless you, Barry. Thank you very much, and I salute you, and hope that... You succeed in all your endeavors and have all the protection that you need. And compassion is what could move this. There's a million people in jail because of marijuana, and that's the big evil.
It's crazy.
There's another 300,000 clogging our court systems. And the only ones that don't want it legal are the corrupt ones, the ones that scream the loudest about it, because they're making the most money off of it being illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And
Well, let me tie what you just said into what the other caller was talking about and the point I was trying to make, and it's exactly what you're saying, whatever your name is, sir. And say,
Dave, thank you
for the compliments. Drugs are not what causes the crime. It's very simple for parents that didn't take care of their child until they were 15 or 16 years old, that when that 15 or 16-year-old starts doing methamphetamine, to blame everything they're doing, well, it's the drugs. No, it was the bad parenting that caused that. Prohibition is causing the harm on America, not the drug itself. Let me tell you something. When I broke into your home at 3 o'clock in the morning wearing raid gear and throwing flash grenades, I promise the terror that I caused on your family by separating you from your kids was much more harm than the drug itself ever caused.
Absolutely. How can you pay the mortgage if your mom, you know, mom or dad are sitting in a jail cell? We are almost completely out of time here, but Barry, I want to get John in real quick from Salem. John, you have a quick comment for Barry?
Barry, when you started the interview, you said that arriving in New Hampshire, you felt like you were home. I just wanted to say the day that you moved to New Hampshire, it is home. And you'll have, if you choose, dozens of people show up to help you unload that truck.
No,
hey, brother, we're going back to Texas, but we will always consider New Hampshire our home.
Well,
thank
Barry,
you.
We hope to see you back here. John, thanks for the call. We hope to see you back here at the next Liberty Forum. And, of course, we're going to have you on after Never Get Raided comes back. Thanks for coming out here tonight, and we'll see you later this evening. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Why continue?